I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Trout stocking in West Virginia is coming to a close, but that does not mean the trout fishing has come to a close. We'll talk a little more about that right after this.
When I first met my husband, I knew I was going to have to learn a little bit about the outdoors. He encouraged me to go to an NWTF Women in the Outdoors event. So I did, and I had a blast. My husband says I have more confidence now. Maybe too much, because sometimes he's at home doing laundry while I'm out with the girls. Women in the Outdoors has taught me how wonderful life in the outdoors can be, and that's something that I'll always cherish.
The end of May signals the end of West Virginia's annual spring trout stocking schedule. Mike Shingleton heads up the DNR's trout program and says this year has been very effective. Only a few mild winter storms caused any problems at all, and those were minimal to getting trout into all of the scheduled waters for stocking. The biggest problems have actually come in the most recent days with a lack of rainfall. Shingleton says that could have an impact on the carryover of trout through the summer unless we do get some significant rainfall soon.
Some streams that might have carried over in other years, if we don't start getting significant rain and the temperatures keep rising as the flow drops, then they may not carry over. But a lot of our streams, traditional streams that carry over, particularly here in the mountains, should be all right. But hopefully, you know, it's been dry. This has been a pretty dry spring. And, you know, an occasional thunderstorm in the afternoon isn't what we need. I mean, it helps, but it's not really what we need. We need a system to set in and put some moisture in the ground so that it can sustain the flows for a longer period.
Even with the lower flows, however, there are still some traditional trout haunts in West Virginia's high mountains that will sustain a catchable number of those put-and-take trout through the summer.
You know, Elk River, Williams River, Cranberry, Shaver's Fork, you know, and a bunch of other Dry Fork. As the flows get low and streams do warm up a little bit, anglers, the trout will seek out colder water.
Now is also the time that a lot of trout fishermen wait for. Since the stock trucks aren't rolling, that reduces the pressure, and the fish become more like wild trout rather than something raised in a controlled environment.
Most of the streams, the bugs have been hatching in good numbers now for quite a while. They'll continue to do that through much of the summer, and the trout that we stock, you know, we feed them and then we stock them. Well, they've got to keep eating, so they switch over fairly quickly to natural foods.
And it's a boom time for some West Virginia trout purists.
This is the time of the year that, you know, since about say first part of April through the end of June is when a lot of fly fishermen really enjoy being out there, and they're quite successful.
And like I said, the creek banks are all but deserted, especially if you pick a weekday to go fishing. Just because the trout aren't being stocked on a daily basis, no reason to give up for the year. There's still plenty of good trout fishing to be had in those mountain streams of West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.